Welcome to Sling Stones, a podcast with insights for the Christian journey. Before we get started today, we're excited to announce the release of Terry Wardell's new book, Some Kind of Crazy. Available at online retailers like Amazon, Christian Book Distributors, and Barnes & Noble. And now your host, Terry Wardell.
When I was growing up, we attended a little country church in a small village called Gastonville. It had one store and one post office, and it had a church. Oh, it also had an Odd Fellows Hall, which to this day I have no idea what that means. We didn't attend church all the time, but I remember when I was young, I mean, I must have been probably 10 years old, maybe 11. My mother was recruited to direct a little Bible play at this church among the teenagers. Of course, I wasn't a teenager at the time, so I wasn't involved in that. And I remember they would come to our house and they would rehearse. And it was kind of neat being a kid of 10 that there were these people there that were 16, 17, 18 years old. And they were friends of my sister's and they were doing this little Bible play. Well, when it came time to actually put on the play, we were going to put it on in our little church. And it had kind of a fellowship hall with seats and actually had a little stage. And so they decorated the stage and all these individuals that were the teenagers got into their bathrobes and they decided that they were going to, you know, do everything they could to look like biblical characters. And one of them had a plastic helmet on and a sword and they had learned their lines. And my mother was the director. Now, what she did was she gave me one assignment. And there was one part in the play where the lights would go out and I was to plug in on the front of the stage a light that would be a spotlight on the person that now was going to deliver this particular message. Well, I never practiced this, but I was sitting right in the front row, and it was probably 8 to 10 feet from where I was to the front of the stage, and there in the front of the stage, in front of me, was an outlet, and all I had to go over is to find the cord, plug it in the outlet at the appropriate time. Easy enough. Well, they go through Act 1 or Act 2 of the play, and then all of a sudden it comes. And they turn out all the lights, and my job is to crawl over, and I'm to plug this in. There was one serious problem, maybe two. Not only had I never practiced this, but I never considered how dark it gets in the country at night when all the lights are turned off. I mean to tell you, when they turned those lights off, it was so dark I couldn't see my hand in front of my face. And I got on my knees, and I start crawling. Now, the first thing, I'm hopefully crawling in the right direction. And then as I'm crawling, I'm feeling the floor. And finally, I find the plug. And then I come over, and guess what? I cannot find that outlet. I rub my hand across it. I scratch. I hear my mother in the back, turn the light on. Plug the light in. Plug the light in. People are snickering. It goes on uncomfortably long. And I continue to scratch at the wall trying to plug this in. And I can feel fear rising up inside of me because I'm sure that my mother's not going to be happy about this. When all of a sudden a light turns on, I turn to my right and there's a guy standing. And he had gone over and he turned the light on and he winked at me. And I plugged it in real quick and he turned the light back out and I made my way back to the stage. I was mortified and I was afraid and I could hear my mother's voice and even imagine the look on her face as I was there rolling around the floor trying to find my way. I was so glad when the light was turned on. You know, this is a great illustration for me of the ministry of the Holy Spirit in our lives. That there is so much about life that is hard to navigate, and when on our own, it's difficult to even find our way. I know it can be for me. And yet what God has provided is this helper, this Holy Spirit who provides, if you will, light in the midst of darkness so that we know what we're to do and which way we're supposed to choose, and then, if we're willing, to go ahead and, daggone it, plug in so that we can move forward in Him, along with Him. Now, as I've mentioned, I'm doing a few seminars this fall, and a couple of them are on the ministry of the Holy Spirit, and I was doing some reading, and all of a sudden I came to this passage of Scripture that's very familiar in Ezekiel chapter 36. In Ezekiel chapter 36, there's this passage in which God is talking about how he wants to restore Israel and cleanse them of all of their sin and forgive them and bring them back to purity. And beginning around verse 25, it says this: I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. Now, I have mentioned this before, but I think this is a prophecy about what Jesus is going to talk about and do for us in John chapter 3 about being born again. A spiritual awakening is going to happen in us, and in the midst of this awakening, he's going to put his spirit inside. And you see, what this Old Testament passage is pointing to is the fact that the old rules were that God, you know, he made us with a pure heart. He made us with a spirit. But because of sin, our heart becomes a heart of stone. That's what it says. And our spirit inside of us gets hardened. It just kind of dies so that we can't have this abiding, living relationship with God. But then what God says is this: I'm going to give you a new heart. I'll give you a new spirit. And then I'm going to place my spirit in your spirit. And what this is talking about is that we're no longer going to be kind of on our own to follow God's rules and to follow God's laws, but we have the Holy Spirit inside of us as the helper. That's who Jesus calls him, the helper, the advocate, the paraclete. So this is great. I mean, you come to Christ, you get a new heart, you get a new spirit, and then all of a sudden the Holy Spirit's there in you. But there's this piece in there that I was reading. I thought, wow, I'm not sure I've ever leaned into this as much as I should, where it says, I will put my spirit in you, and you will be moved to follow me and moved to obey me. Do you hear that? That the Holy Spirit's there to urge us, to stir us, to even empower us to be able to move forward to obey God. It's just like this. I was wandering on the floor, trying to find the plug, trying to find the outlet in the dark, and it takes a light on, and all of a sudden, boo, now I can do my part. And what God is saying, I haven't left you alone to try to follow me and to obey all my rules, but I've placed my spirit in you, and he's willing to help you. He will move you. Now, look, the one side of this is the good news that we're not on our own. He's with us. But the other side is he doesn't actually do it for us, as though we just go to sleep and the Holy Spirit fulfills all the obedient expectations of God, whether we're into it or not. No, we're not on our own. He will urge us. He will move us. But we still have to do our part. We still have to choose accordingly and appropriately. So being, what is this move us thing? And I thought, well, you know, I think to some degree it means there's an inner voice. Many of us don't hear it because we're so busy and there's so much noise in our lives that we don't hear the whispers of God. But there's an inner voice. And what does this inner voice do? It directs us. It encourages us. The inner voice of the Holy Spirit. This inner presence that is there. And it's part of an urging that the Spirit does in our lives when we face certain circumstances so that we will choose in his power and in his presence according to the purposes of God. You see, every single day there are, it's like we're walking down a path and here's a crossroads. And in this crossroads are choices. We can choose to move more by the virtues and values of the kingdom, or we can choose against the virtues and values of kingdom, and we go according to the world. And what Scripture is telling us is that when we reach this crossroads, if we could listen a little bit, if we could just discern what's going on inside, if we would respond to an urging that is deep within, we would find that the presence of the Holy Spirit is urging us to choose according to the virtues and values of the kingdom. Now, okay, I don't always do that, and I wonder, do you always do that? And why do we not always do that? I think in part because, you know, there are a lot of ways in the past that we've used in terms of spending time and feeding appetites and even killing pain that have not really been about God. And that's where neuroscience weighs in. You know, all these choices we've made in the past, they've created neural pathways. And when we face a circumstance, a situation, an urging, a desire to kill pain, we almost don't even have to think about it because the path is so well worn. But what Scripture tells us is that Jesus has given us the Holy Spirit. And if we get quiet and if we listen, that inner voice, that inner presence, that inner urging, it'll empower us to choose according to the virtues and values of the kingdom. Let's revisit for a moment that scripture in Romans 8 where it says the mind controlled by the flesh is death. It just means this, you know, when you're trying to decide which way to go, those old patterns, those old things we've done will press us to choose according to the old path. But it always leads to some brokenness. It leads to death. But the scripture also says the mind controlled by the Spirit brings life and peace. That there is also within us this abiding presence of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit not only wants to urge us to choose the kingdom and move us to choose the kingdom, but when we say we will, He'll empower us to make that choice. We still do the choosing. Yet the Spirit's presence is there speaking, always helping, always empowering. That's why this kind of captured me, Ezekiel 36. Yeah, the great news, hearts of stone turned to hearts of flesh, dead spirits made alive with a new spirit, and then God's Spirit placed within to move us to obey. Look, there are so many examples of this. My goodness, in my own life where, you know, a circumstance arises and my knee-jerk reaction is wanting to just do what I normally do and go the path I normally go. But if I will stop, and if I will wait, and if I will ask for the Holy Spirit's help, all of a sudden, I'm not only empowered to make the choice according to the virtues and values of the kingdom, but I begin to feel that sense that I want to make that choice. And then when I do, I'm so glad I have made that choice because I feel the presence of the Holy Spirit surging and moving through me. Look, we're still living in a world that every single day, in countless ways, puts us at a crossroads. And on that crossroads, we can choose according to the virtues and values of the kingdom, or we can choose according to the way of the world and the way that we used to do and all the appetites, if you will, that were previous there to fulfill desire and to kill pain. But look, when you're in that crossroads today, tomorrow, and you have a circumstance where you can react according to an old pattern or respond according to the kingdom, just wait a minute. Just take a couple deep breaths. Ask the Holy Spirit who is present in you, help me move according to the path of the kingdom. Help me to choose according to the way of Christ. That's why He's there. What good news. We're not on our own. We just got to be careful. Noisy lives, lives that are not lived aligned with the purposes and the values of the kingdom. Boy, when we go that way, it is hard to choose. But if we spend time in the presence of the Lord and we begin to become accustomed to His voice and we can touch through awareness the presence of the Holy Spirit, when we face this circumstance later today or tomorrow, I think we'll be able to wait a minute and go, hold it here. Holy Spirit, take over my thinking. Help me to choose according to the kingdom of God. He's there to move us to do that. God bless you. Remember that His face is always shining on you.